From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Bill Conger, curator of exhibitions and collections, joins us today to talk about what's going on at Peoria Riverfront Museum, and most notably, that their doors will be open to the public beginning March 6th. Bill, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you, Jen. Always a thrill to be here with you, and so happy to be here for this particular occasion of a reopening.
And what a unique and rare time this has been for all museums, particularly for the Riverfront Museum. Can you give us an idea of how you have all been preparing to welcome people back?
Sure. From the onset of our initial closure nearly a year ago, along with opening a virtual museum online and through social media, we commenced to begin renovations of our exhibition spaces. And it's not a secret that we did renovate what was formerly the Illinois River Experience into a folk art and Center for American Decoys gallery. And currently, we are ready to open three new renovations, which are the two main galleries, which our main exhibitions always are presented in, and the Owens Gallery, which is the third gallery off of those. So all three of those spaces, 10,000 square feet in total, have been renovated and repainted floor to ceiling. And we're just excited to be able to show our collection and kick off this new renovation and a new time in our history with Peoria Riverfront Museum's permanent collection.
And this really is a historic moment. As I understand, this is the first time in the museum's history that everything has been self-curated, meaning everything has been done in-house.
That's correct. Everything from folk art exhibition I mentioned, Center for American Decoys, three self-curated exhibitions that focus on African-American history, and of course, the permanent collection.
So let's talk a little bit about that collections. This first one is entitled 101 Treasures of the Peoria Riverfront Museum. What can people expect to see in that exhibit?
Sure. You're going to see some of the stars from all of the areas that we collect, which are art, history, science, and achievement. And many of these have not been seen in an exhibition venue yet, because we've been collecting away for the 3 years I've been here, and certainly a few years before that, that many of these works had not had the opportunity to be exhibited. But I can assure you that it will be a mixing of these things. So we won't necessarily have just an area of science per se, but we will have some amazing scientific objects that kind of coexist with objects of art, objects of, decor, fiber, objects of history. This is really a curated experience, meaning we are picking these objects purposefully and creating new contexts for them to be seen by placing them outside of their normal designation.
And within this exhibition, you also have some brand new photographs of local legend Richard Pryor.
That's right. This is so new that we're struggling to kind of keep up with it, but we wanted to make sure these were included. These are extraordinary. We have struggled since I came on going on 4 years ago to find something related to the great Richard Pryor, and so we can adequately tell his story and impact on culture. And alas, we ran into a couple with an exhibition that I just did, a little self-curated thing that went with guitar, Jerry and Marianne Milam. Jerry Milam in 1962 was asked to photograph a young man who would meet him over on Lower Main Street here, about where the headquarters for Caterpillar is now. and they spent the evening taking photographs, and lo and behold, it turned out to be Richard Pryor as a 21-year-old comic who was just ready to embark to New York City to begin his ascent. And so these have never been seen before. And we have eight of them, but we're exhibiting three. And it will be an extraordinary display that will be up for a very long time, not just the duration of the 101 exhibit.
Moving right along to one of your other exhibits that people can access. I'm so excited about this. Bronzeville to Harlem, featuring the work of local artist Preston Jackson.
Yeah, this is really Preston's seminal work. It's his masterpiece, in my opinion. This is over two decades in the making. He has literally doubled it for our use in the museum. We've designated a space where it will be located for a very, very long term loan. Hopefully, eventually a permanent home will be made to Bronzeville to Harlem. This is a unique instance. This is just really a perfect storm in terms of the museum really finding itself in a position of need to tell this story, to reflect our community rather than just present to our community.
Yeah.
And this is a work that's going to change the tone of our community literally forever, as long as that work exists in our museum. So this is an incredible moment.
And before we leave, we have to mention American Verses, which is another exhibit that people are going to have a chance to see when they come to visit.
Thank you, Jen. That's an exhibition that I've been working on for a little over a year in accordance with Crystal Bridges in Bentonville, Arkansas. We are borrowing works by three of the most prominent African-American artists in the world. Terry Adkins, Mark Bradford, and Kerry James Marshall will all have works in a smaller project space that we are designating. And this exhibition will be with us for 1 year. It is a phenomenal work that explores each of these artists' vision there through the use of narrative, storytelling, through the play, the novel, and through actually Greek mythology. So it's a kind of retelling of old stories through these modern masters.
That was Bill Conger, curator of exhibitions and collections, talking about the reopening of the Peoria Riverfront Museum on March 6th. To plan your visit, go to PeoriaRiverfrontMuseum.org. Bill, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to seeing you at the museum very soon.
We look forward to seeing everyone. Thank you, Jen.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. Out and About is also available as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or NPR. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.